You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji from WNYC and PRI, Public Radio International, in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Good morning, everyone. Sitting in for John Hockenberry today is Catherine Lanfer.
Hey, Adora. Good
She's
to see you.
She's my radio partner today.
You were going to say in crime.
And I was, but I didn't.
Okay.
So we're going to move on to politics, where new national polls have Senator John McCain sneaking up on the small lead that Senator Barack Obama had. And no states are going to be more important in helping one candidate or the other than the swing state, which is where Takeaway political director Andrea Bernstein and our producer Adam Hirsch are traveling through on their way to the Democratic convention in Denver. It's day four on your mission, Andrea Bernstein. Good morning. Where are you today?
Good morning. We are at the Clabber Girl Restaurant and Factory in Terre Haute, Indiana. Clabber Girl is a baking soda factory still going. It is what they say, the factory that built Terre Haute. Over in the next room, the Optimist Club is meeting. And I was just talking to them about the possibility that Senator Bai might be vice president. Got a range of responses from might affect my vote to I wouldn't vote for Barack Obama if Jesus himself were his running mate.
Wow.
Whoa.
That's pretty clear.
Huh.
And, I mean, but mostly I have to say that in Indiana, there has been a lot of support for Senator Bai. Pretty much consistently across the state, he's well thought of, he's popular, particularly by people who are in the center, this big undecided group that the political strategists are really getting to try to move. And one of the interesting things about Indiana is as we were traveling across Ohio and Pennsylvania, there seemed to be this longing or this sort of sense of anxiety among swing voters, I don't know what to do. When we got to Indiana, we still saw that anxiety, but when we mentioned the name Bai, people seem to calm down and say, oh, yes, yes, I like him. And if he were on the ticket, you know, that might really make me change up my mind. And yesterday we were in Richmond, Indiana, at the Little Sheba restaurant, and a plastic salesman who gave his name only as Jason, we asked him about both Barack Obama and Evan Bai. And just listen to how he phrases it.
What do you think about Obama?
I have a positive view of him at this point, I think, all things considered. I've never been really the most hardcore Democrat voter, but I like him so far.
What do you think about Senator Bai?
I like him a lot. I would like him to choose. I think anybody from Indiana would like to see Bai get more involved in national politics. He's been a very effective senator for us.
Would that sway your opinion?
I'm sorry?
Would it sway your opinion of the ticket?
Yeah, I would see that very positively, yeah.
That is something that we heard all across the state. And after we left Richmond, Indiana, we went to Carmel, which is a suburb of Indianapolis. And one of the things that was so interesting to us about Carmel is that area has a lot of healthcare industry, has a lot of high tech, a lot of people moving to Indiana because of high housing prices on the coast. And that is changing the sort of political complexion of these suburbs. Once they were solidly Republican, but we actually found quite a few people who were supporting Barack Obama, including actually one native Indiana woman, Stephanie Kaufman, who said that she was so inspired by Barack Obama that she'd gone out canvassing, and we asked her about her reaction.
And but a lot of people were actually for Obama. I was shocked because I've grown up in Indiana, and you just wouldn't think that that would be the case.
And it's so interesting because this is a state that went solidly for Bush. It wasn't even close. And now, it's just even though the polls are tightening, it's just about a one-point difference.
And what are they saying about McCain? What's the feeling about the Republican nominee who, by all accounts, as you've said, should have been expecting some great support, say, from Indiana?
Well, there is a lot of support for McCain in Indiana, without a doubt. But there is this people everywhere we talk to, even Republicans, say he's too old. I'm worried about him. The vice presidential pick is big on their minds because people are expressing openly the worry that McCain might not make it all the way through his term or he might become sick. So they're really looking at that. But we did find one McCain supporter who said she was voting for him out of fear. She was loading up her groceries in the Whole Foods parking lot and had a Mom for McCain sticker on her car. And the one thing she said about Evan Bai is he might make her less afraid. Here's Missy.
It wouldn't cause me to change my view in who I would vote for at all, but it would absolutely ease my mind if he were to absolutely get elected and I had nothing to do with it. I wouldn't be as concerned in that regard.
And that's something we're hearing, you know, everywhere. Even here in Terre Haute, which is, I should say, Evan Bayh's home county, there is a lot of support for Bayh, but we were just talking to those optimists over at the their breakfast, and quite a bit of Republican support as well.
Where are you headed to next, Andrea?
Well, we're going to cross Illinois, probably check in with some of those southern Illinois voters about how they feel about Barack Obama, and then on to another swing state, Missouri.
Andrea Bernstein, many thanks.
Thank you.
Andrea Bernstein, the Takeaway's political director. She and our producer, Adam Hirsch, are traveling across America towards Denver and hitting lots of swing states. And you can check out their blogging online at thetakeaway.org, or you can listen out for them on the radio show. And now we're going to get some headlines from Femi. Okay, Femi.
Thank you very much, Adore. Just coming up to 27 minutes past the hour.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.